This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason, are you working after us tonight?
I am working after you guys tonight, yes.
I thought you were still on vacation.
I am, but I'm not on total vacation. I'm on newspaper vacation, but
you're
radio
staycationing.
Always. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay. All right. So I'm conflicted here, Chris. What do you want to do first? Do you want to do the Luis Ortiz story or do you want to do the Buccos?
I want to do the Luis Ortiz story, Jason. We now are seeing from Jeff Passan that Ortiz is being investigated and put on the shelf for the time being for two individual pitches, one on June 15th, the other on June 27th. What are you hearing? Have you talked to anybody? What the hell could these pitches be that have MLB and all this betting integrity firm that flagged them so suspicious?
So I'm going to compare this thing to the Marcano thing from a reporter standpoint, not so much from an outcome standpoint. But I'll say this, the Pirates are in the dark in a lot of this. I kicked around the Marcano thing after it happened, and you got some like, we kind of thought, we had an idea that this is not that. Very much surprised. I'll be honest, guys, like I didn't even know they were monitoring like pitch integrity from a betting standpoint, to a point where like, these individual pitches triggered such a spike in betting that they're almost thinking like there had to be something there. And I'm not going to pretend to have the answer to all of this, but I'm just saying that in the scope of my coverage, I think it's very unusual.
But you just said something that I think gives people a better understanding of what happens. It's not that somebody's watching a game and Ortiz like throws a pitch down the middle and it's a home run and someone says, we need to like interrogate him about this. It's that the action comes in from bettors before and it's like, whoa, we usually don't see this stuff. Something screwy is going on. And if it happens once, okay, that's one thing, but it's happened multiple times. So there's a pattern which makes people think, he's in cahoots or,
God, maybe. I would just love to know what the pitches were. You're right. It's a good distinction, Jason, and I'm glad you brought it up, but I would just love to know what the pitches were.
Someone will have it in the next half hour. I can
John
guarantee
Boyle
that.
Will have it.
Pitch Ninja. Yeah. Somebody will have
Pitching
it.
Ninja wouldn't want to go after a fellow pitcher this way.
This now becomes part of the trade evaluation. And
it does.
Horwitz is swinging a hot
bat. How
much
did you know about ahead of time? Yeah.
Horwitz is swinging a hot bat, and if Ortiz is caught up in this, he might never play again, Jason.
Yeah, and, he's kind of tapered off after a strong start, too. And, I still don't love the trade, and I'll never love the trade giving up three promising young pitchers for a bat. And
that's kind of stupid. I mean, if the prospects never pan out and this guy never pitches again and Horwitz is good, well, then you'll have to love the trade.
I will. I'm just saying fundamentally, I don't love the idea of giving up a bunch of young pitching for one bat unless I'm absolutely convinced that's the guy. And I mean, you can't sit there and tell me that you're absolutely in the Spencer Horwitz camp. I agree with you. He was much better in June than he was in May. It was slightly concerning his wrist issues that cropped up over the offseason, certainly. But if he's going to play a defensive first base like that and add what he's added to their lineup, I'm absolutely fine with that trade. And then sprinkle in Ortiz and the gambling, really good with it.
But guys, I just got to come back to it. So somebody's already dug this up. Here is the thought, Pony, and this is why they could probably have investigated this. Jason, this makes sense to me. It appears that it is the first pitch of two separate starts where the betting spike would have been a ton of people betting on him throwing a ball for the first pitch of the game. He throws two pitches that are not even remotely close. One's in the dirt 56 feet from the mound. The other one is almost in the dirt. Neither pitch could even accidentally be swung at or called a ball.
Wow.
Or called a strike.
Interesting. Now, okay, part of me wants to say, have you seen a Pirates pitcher pitch? This happens all the time. Luis Ortiz struggled with this control, whatever. But the fact that the betting spiked on it, guys, that's what grabbed me.
Yeah, you can look for it right now on X or whatever, and people have dug this up and looked it over, and that would make a lot of sense to me if it's early in these games or whatever, and he's telling people beforehand, I might throw a ball if that's what happened.
Jason, how has this six-game stretch, arguably the greatest six-game stretch in baseball history by a team, affected your thoughts on the Pirates' outlook?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It hasn't. My outlook for them, Andrew, is what happens to Ben Cherington after the season. And six games is not going to change my feelings.
Fair enough. Before we even get to that, how about just the way you feel about him now handling the draft and the trade deadline in a few days?
I don't agree with it.
You still don't agree with that?
I don't agree with it. It doesn't change my mind. Now, if this continues, Andrew, I mean, if they go out west and they go 7-3 or whatever, or maybe I think it's a 9-game trip, whatever. You know, if they keep winning like this, sure, I'm going to have to eat some crow. A lot of us are going to have to eat some crow, and I'll happily do it. As of now, it does not change my mind. I don't agree with letting somebody who I don't think will be here next season run your draft and the trade deadline. They obviously see it a different way. I will offer that Ben is not intimately involved in the draft. That's the director of amateur scouting, Justin Horowitz, now. And the name is escaping me. Come on. You and I have talked about this. The guy who used to do it.
Joe Delacari.
Yep. I mean, it's usually
that. And we've talked about this because the guy survived regime changes and kept that post, even though he kept missing on first-round picks over and over again. Mm-hmm. That's why we've discussed it.
And hugely costly to them. Hugely costly.
Jason, I mean, my view on it, I'm wondering what you think about this. It really only starts to become vindicating for Ben Cherington to an extent if guys like Horowitz, to some extent, Henry Davis.
We had people calling in yesterday saying Gonzalez is a good pick now, Chris.
Yeah, if guys he picked continue to lead like a turnaround that doesn't ebb here and they actually get on this insane, torrid, 2003 or whatever it was, Oakland A's run, the Moneyball run. Okay, fine, but I'm with you, man. Otherwise, it's just it's almost much ado about nothing. It's six games of noise in 162.
guys, over his entire time in Pittsburgh, he's added 0.3 wins above replacement at the trade deadline in terms of offense.
That is unbelievable. You have to try to be that bad at your job.
Like, how can I sit here and say this is the guy that should be running the trade deadline? Or free agency or anything. He's not been able to improve the offense in this club, and it's the number one thing that ails it. He shouldn't be allowed to fix that.
Okay, so by that logic, then, you must not want them to trade Bednar or Keller because you don't think he'll get the right return back.
If Charrington is in place, no, I don't. And I assume Charrington will be in place based on what I've heard. Not that he will be in place permanently, but he's going to run the draft and the trade deadline. And
Is the organization looking at him and like giving him credit for Donnie Kelly?
Yes and no. I mean, he was part of bringing Donnie Kelly here. You can't not give him credit. I don't know if the organization has gotten to the point of assigning credit, Andrew. I just don't. I mean, here's what I know about Donnie Kelly. They love him. I fully expect him to be back next year. They are giving Donnie Kelly credit for what has happened here, and I don't think they're wrong for doing it, but I don't think it like goes strictly on Charrington's ledger or something like that.
Who is most responsible for the fact that Derek Shelton was even allowed to manage 38 games this year and wasn't canned after last year? Because Charrington's name was on the press release announcing that he was being relieved of his duties.
I know, and I don't think he was. I don't think he was at all. I think it was nothing. I think Charrington would have stuck around, or I think Shelton would have stuck around longer if Ben had his druthers. I think Bob got mad enough.
Well, then that should be a strike against. Hold on. If that's what you think, if that's true, that's a strike against Ben Charrington. A major one.
Yes, I agree with you. It is. You can go back that Q&A I did with Nutting. Go back and read it. And he talks like he credits himself, not like in an ostentatious way, saying like, I felt this, I felt that. It's not like Ben's feeling was. Ben didn't think we could continue. Ben made the call. Like nowhere in that piece does Bob say that this was Ben's call. Like I don't know, man. I don't know. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I think it was more Nutting than Charrington on making that call.
Jason, I want to go back to Horwitz. I know we started by talking about guys like him because he was in the Ortiz trade. Just your opinion, the people around the organization that you talk to, maybe even more so, what do they think he can be if he reaches, I'm not going to ask you his best outcome where he becomes like Joey Votto 2.0, but what do they think is like you could say his best outcome is he never makes an out again. What do they think is like a realistic outcome from him that they would be happy if Spencer Horwitz becomes this kind of player?
Yeah, and stop laughing, Pony. I knew what Chris was getting at. That's a perfectly valid
point. I think he liked the Votto usage there for some reason.
I wasn't laughing at him. It was just more of a guffaw.
That's all right. No, and they don't expect him to be Joey Votto, but they expect him to be somebody who can hit in one of two places in their lineup, Chris. They like a high OBP guy at the top. Maybe he becomes like a pseudo leadoff guy, probably not a two-hole hitter, but probably like a 35. Somebody that can lengthen their lineup. If you've got like a Reynolds, Cruz, and some combination, you'd
he
like to have.
He kind of reminds me of a John Jaso without like having such a stoner vibe about him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's not terrible, Andrew. That's not a terrible call. He's a better defensive first baseman. I think there might be a little bit more pop there, not as much high average. It's not a bad comp. There's a lot of high on base.
When you said like high average, the first guy I think of just as a first baseman who was just a professional hitter, but he was never going to knock 35 out was Mark Grace all the time.
Zangrilli said he was a left-handed hitting Gary Reedus.
Oh, my God.
Which is like the most Dan Zangrilli like comparison to make.
He's a better Mark Johnson. He's a Mark Johnson with a lot more bat discipline in the zone. He keeps the barrel on the ball.
All right, Jason.
Yeah.
We'll be listening tonight when you follow us at 6. Thank you.
Good chat. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.